From watching the competition in the Jayhawks so far, I truly believe there's a couple of teams that when they're at their best cannot be beat by any team in this conference, regardless of record, regardless of situation. I think Garden City at their best can be one of these teams, and I think they showed exactly that on Wednesday night. When you have a team that's willing to shoot 57%, hit 16 three-pointers in a game, while convincingly winning the rebounding battle, there's not a lot of teams that are going to be able to beat you. And when Garden City is playing at their best the way they were on Wednesday night, there's not a whole ton of teams that I think can keep pace with the Bronkbusters at their very best. Have to give full credit again to the guards, Brody Robinson and Braxton Jones combining for 49 points, but combining for 21 assists. It's the first time that both guards have gotten into double-figure assists in the same game, and it's a big reason why Garden City was able to pull away from Dodge City at the start of the second half. That was what most impressed me about this game. Not the way that Garden City broke out ahead 52-32 at the half, but the way they kept their foot on the gas out of halftime, as Robinson, Jones, and Jordan Frazier just continue to pour it on top of Dodge City. It's the most threes the Garden City has hit all season long. When the three starting guards can go 13 of 16 from three, there's not going to be a lot of times that any team can keep pace. And unfortunately for Dodge City, it was just one of those nights for the Bronkbusters. Final score from the Dome, Garden City 109, Dodge City 72. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.